So, what? You stopped. As soon as it said live streaming, you're like,
oh.
You stopped.
The way you squeeze my lemon.
Till the juice runs right down your leg?
Then the juice runs down. Come on. Come on. Don't make it weird. Come on. Don't make it weird. Oh. There?
Yeah, I'm
here. Oh, okay.
Static. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, I've been meaning to phone you from Minnesota. Hell, it's been a very long time. But I like your hair.
What do you call this style of singing here, huh?
I don't know. So it's funny. I don't know.
On the phone, Jim on the phone, in the California. I'm like, what the hell?
I don't know. It just seemed funny. I don't know.
I've never. It's like, I don't know. I don't even know who sings like that. Well, I can tell you who doesn't sing like that.
What?
Tito Jackson, because he just died because of you.
Suck it in, suck it in, suck it in. If you're in Tito Amberlin, come on.
Oh, yeah, you sound a little bit like John Popper. Yeah, I just learned before I came in here, my wife's like, Tito Jackson died. I'm like, what? We just were talking about him last week.
Yep. Nope.
That's what happens whenever your name passes through Dr. Death's lips over there.
Uh-huh.
He had a cardiac arrest.
Oh, shit. Well,
rest
sorry,
in peace,
Jackson
Tito.
Family. I'm sorry, man. Tito, I didn't really...
Yeah. What were you thinking?
Didn't have anything planned for that. Sorry, man.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible.
Did not know that.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't know that.
We also didn't mention James Earl Jones died last week, too, but...
Nah, I know. He died. Yeah. He died.
Poor guy. Darth Vader.
Yeah.
I hope they got enough... Him, like... I hope he went in and like recorded his voice so that he could be Darth Vader into the future. And they don't get a sound alike. You know?
Yeah.
For his family.
Can't they just do like that AI stuff now or something with?
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying it's not as good as him, you know.
Yeah.
Like Roger Ebert before he died, he recorded his voice. Well, no, he did it before he lost his voice because, you know, he had that throat cancer or whatever. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something you should think about.
Wow. You're a real freaking downer. Welcome to a funny podcast,
yeah,
everybody.
Welcome to the funny cancer podcast on Death Podcast.
Let's just talk about how funny cancer is. And, yeah.
Hey, who's got cancer?
Yeah, we'll make fun of you. We don't care.
No, poor Tito. Yeah, I just like, wow, we just were talking about the Jackson 5 and Tito and, and Jermaine and Michael.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the guys from Karate Kid just died too.
What?
Yeah, one of the bad guys. I don't know, one of the kids. I don't know. Was
really? One of the bad kids?
Hmm. Yeah. Was it... I'm going to be wrong on this. I thought they... Maybe I got this wrong. It's like Steve McQueen's son or something. Or
really? Chad McQueen?
Maybe. I don't know. I was I read stuff and then I'm like, okay, whatever.
I read it and then I forget it. That's the way that's the way I work.
And then I eat it.
I read it. I forget it.
Read it. Forget it.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't hear that either. So, but it's so much stuff happening. I mean, who knows?
I know. It's just a horrible year. It's
horrible,
horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of, you know, death and destruction.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So on a, I'm trying to remember if I've actually talked about this or not.
Haircuts.
No, wasn't a haircut.
Daylight savings time.
No.
Jury duty. Those are your big three.
Jury duty. No.
You're going out to eat. That's four.
No, not talk about that.
So, shopping at a big store. It's five. Yeah,
so my son is making fun of me.
Again.
So have I talked about this? I can't remember what I've talked about recently.
Well, you got to give me a little bit more than my son made fun of me.
Oh, really? You need more than that?
You got to give me a little bit more, Daddy. Come on.
So around the house here, he loves to do funny voices for his mother. And now he has never hit upon a funny voice for me.
Yeah.
But just recently he did.
He's mimicking your wife and now you.
Now me. So she was getting a little fed up with it, I'll be honest. And so
I think your wife's voice is easy. She curses like nonstop, so I think that'd be like super easy to do. Like,
well,
like a high pitch.
God damn it. That was part of his bit. So he's turned his sights on me, but here's what tipped it off. So one night we're watching TV or something. We're talking, and I don't remember what we were talking about, but his mother was tired of him making fun of her, and he goes, okay, well, I'll just make fun of Dad for a while. And then the first thing out of his mouth was, you ever notice how Dad sounds like a cartoon character all the time? And he'll be like, you ask him a question, he'll go, yeah, ooh. And he starts making all these funny noises like that. And apparently I do this. So I haven't talked about this.
I hear it from your bedroom when the door's closed, Dad. I hear you making noises.
I hear you making funny noises. Well, no, I always, he's like, you know, I don't even know. He's asked me some question about, you know, something, movie or something, because he's doing a movie class this semester. And I'm like, yeah, that's all right, you know. And so he's like, all my answers are just cartoon noises. And so then all night he's just answering for me. What do you think about the,
Wait, did he say rut-row at any point? Or?
No.
Rut-row.
Rut-row. But now he says that that's all I do. All I respond, especially when I'm not like fully engaged. Like if I'm watching a nice BBC documentary, as I'm wont to do, then I kind of have shorter answers, and I guess a lot of them sound like just noises. So now he says, that's me. And so then he'll answer for me. He'll ask a rhetorical question and then answer for me.
Zoinks!
Yeah, exactly. And so now my wife thinks this is the funniest thing. Because she's not the target anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right. And he actually did it to me tonight before we started recording. He's like, Dad, what's your story going to be? I go, He's like,
Yeah.
I mean, do I do that a lot? I mean, is that a...
You have more of a... Well, I don't notice that as much as, like, you seem to have more of a Woody Allen kind of delivery sometimes.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You kind of get kind of like that. You're like, yeah. Like that. But I don't know. I could be
more like Hugh Grant. Well, I
the thing
I
is,
I didn't know she was a prostitute. He said I do a lot of cartoon noises and.
Cartoon noises.
That's what. That's, I didn't pick that's up how on I respond. That. Yeah, that's how I respond to things.
But then again, he's seen you in a different light than I do, so I don't know. You know, like.
Okay.
You're more focused on doing the show right now versus, hey, you're watching Corner Gas and you don't want to be disturbed.
Oh, I love Corner Gas. That's true.
And someone's totally asking you, like, hey, Dad, you think I can have some allowance?
Give me some money. Talk to your mother. Yeah, if I'm watching Corner Gas or Corner Gas Animated, which I enjoy.
Do you think I have a half brother somewhere, Dad? Sorry, that wasn't very nice. Sorry.
So that's been the new, that's the new thing around the house now is
yeah, random, I don't know. I didn't pick up on that.
Random noises that I make, you know.
What are you, Art? Well, you're like R2-D2 now.
No, it's more of a, you know, kind of like that. I have an uncle. Well, I had an uncle. He's passed away. And he was a massive mumbler.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, oh, hey, Bob, what are you doing? I'd be like, what?
Boomhauer. Uncle Boomhauer.
He wasn't quite Boomhauer because of the... He wasn't Southern. He was, you know, regular Midwestern guy, but he just trailed off constantly. He'd say your name, so he knew he was talking to you, and then the rest of it was just mumbles. Hey, Bob. Yeah, and then I'd be like, huh? Is my mother's brother, but...
I said, do you want to...
Yeah, I'm like, huh?
I said, do you want to go to Spaghetti Town with
me? Have you ever been to Spaghetti Town? That came up again tonight because I was telling... my son was making fun of me for making cartoon noises. And I was telling him, I'm like,
there you go. There's your Woody Allen. There it is right there.
Do you realize that more than three of my family members lived in the house that's in Spaghetti Town?
Mm-hmm.
And I never, or Spaghettiville, sorry, it's not Spaghetti Town. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever called it Spaghettiville. So my grandparents lived there for a long time. My brother lived there for a few years.
Yeah.
And my cousin lived there for like a decade or more, maybe two.
Chet.
Yeah. And no, never was it referred to as Spaghettiville. Anyway, I digress. What's going on with you, huh? Hmm?
Well, I was in Spaghettiville.
Mm. I think that's more like the shmoo. I think that's a shmoo noise. You ever remember the shmoo?
That was like a ghost-like looking character. Or
yeah, he didn't have any. Well, he didn't have any arms regularly. He just had two legs, and he's kind of looks like a giant sperm with two legs.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
but then he would have arms when he needed arms.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's more I sound more like a shmoo.
Shmoo. Mm-hmm. I was going to go with the story about meeting a new doctor, but I think I'm going to keep that one in my back pocket.
Oh, okay, let me go through the mild stories. Doctor, taking coworkers for their money or their cars, harassing the civil servants of your neighborhood,
Oh yeah. Those yeah, I have like a mini story on that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, just before I get my story, this actually is a story about poo. But
poo, your bowels.
We had some misdirected mail at work. This has nothing to do with anything. It's like way
nothing to do with the fact that I've been harassing the mail people for weeks now.
Well, I have, and our regular carrier came in today, and I'm on the phone with like a fairly well-to-do customer on the phone, right? And I'm talking to this, you know,
Miles,
showing respect. And,
you're giving me the wrong carburetor again, Miles. Yeah, I can't believe you.
Yeah, hi, Paloi, Cary Grant. And,
I'm fixing my 69 Barracuda.
All right, Cameron, pretending to be Ferris's dad, yeah. And I point out this thing, and she goes, you know, get the mail, and I point out that, you know, this has been, like, misdelivered over the weekend. She's like, motherfucker, or something like that. I'm like, I'm on the phone. Jesus Christ, do you mind? I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, the mail person.
Thank you.
Cursing everywhere.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, dropping the F-bomb right
now. My wife, your mail carrier? Holy moly.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
You said she cusses all the time.
So we went out to eat over the weekend. It
with
was my son's birthday. Yeah, me and her, we're having a little, you know,
she's
side.
Like,
my
I'll have those motherfucking fries.
She's my side piece, you know.
You're like, I'm not, guess what? I'm not delivering the mail. I'm eating this just motherfucking hamburger.
Think of me as a giant envelope, if you know what I mean. You know. Anyway, sorry.
All you gotta do is lick the metal, and it'll stick.
No, I did not go out to eat with the mail carrier. I got this off top. So I went out to eat my family. I did.
Oh, your family.
My son's birthday, and
how novel.
Yes, it's something you don't ever do. I know, go out to eat with your family. I know you never do that, but anyway, so we're having some food and some good times and such. I hadn't really been to the Sizzler, in quite a while, and I'm like, okay, well,
you still have a Sizzler in town?
No, I'm making up the name, of course.
Oh, okay. I haven't been to the Sizzler since I was a kid.
I have to change this up because I kind of did something. Anyway.
To protect the innocent, which is myself.
Yeah, basically. So we're waiting on the check, and all of a sudden I can feel like, uh-oh, I'm feeling very swampy inside. I'm going to unleash soon.
I thought that was your normal feeling.
No, I'm usually... that was the old me. I've kind of controlled it, as I got older. But anyway, I'm like, I got to go bathroom.
A lot of sawdust in order to control my mouth.
I had the sawdust burger. Now
I said I needed more fiber, and this was the easiest way for me to get it.
And I made my way into the bathroom, and I forgot, they got a bigger bathroom. Because a lot of places just have a little one-seater,
Right, yeah.
And this actually had two seaters and a urinal.
Oh, I was going to say, for a moment, I thought you were in the women's bathroom.
Yes, I was. I like to go there sometimes.
Just say.
Actually, I should have done it, right? So I go in, I go, man, of course, you always hope no one's in there, because I'm like, man, this could be bad. This could be loud. And okay, I don't see anybody. Good. And so there's two stalls to go in. And the closest one to the door says out of order.
Wah, wah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I look inside, and it doesn't seem like anything's wrong with it. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
I'm just going to use it anyway.
And I flushed it. I'm like, oh, that's weird. It seems to work. Okay.
Oh, you actually did a test flush. Okay.
Yeah. No, I go, I better not use it, right? Mm-hmm. But I've really got to go because I'm going to have some loose issues here soon. And so I go into the quarter one working one, and it is filled with filthy paper in it.
Oh, great. Oh, so you can't even use it.
Yeah. So now it's 2 inches away from overflowing.
Nice. Very...
So now I'm like, all right, do I unleash in the supposed working, or do I roll the dice and, try the broken stall?
Number one, we don't want you to use the urinal.
Yeah, no, I did not. No, I did not. I did not. No, I didn't. And I don't want this
thing. Those holes are too small, even for your slurry.
So I went into the one that says "Do not use." Broken.
Maybe they swapped the sign just to be. Somebody swapped the sign.
I don't. Maybe I made some jackass slip. I don't know. I just unleashed into this one.
Maybe
that says,
your
"Do not
son
use." Clearly,
the sign before you got in there.
Could be. It could be someone's practical joke. It probably was. I don't know.
With Dad tonight at dinner, I'm going to swap the out of order sign.
I don't know. I went in there and unleashed. I'm like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Jesus.
They're like, you guys got a mariachi band in the toilet?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to make things worse, though, I'm like, well, thank God. I'm just going to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no bidet, so I had to clean up, and I realized there's no paper in the one that's broken. I'm like, fuck.
You did a flush check, not a paper check.
So then I have to duck walk over into the working one, if you will.
That's when someone comes in.
No. Pants around my ankles.
Yeah, they open up the door, they're like, no thank you.
We'll wait. And no, so I had to steal some paper.
I'm going to the women's. That's what I'd be like, I'm not even going to go here.
Yeah.
You see some and, guy with his shitty ass duck walk into the next stall. There is no way I'm sticking around. I'd be like, check, please.
I'm going to go over to the Citadel. I'll be right back.
Looks like Mount Vesuvius is dripping off of his ass.
If only they had a bidet.
That's right.
And
or just a hose, anything.
Yeah, or a hose or something. And I'm like, okay, well, I cleaned up as fast as I could. I'm like, okay. And it kind of sort of flushed. Later. Yeah, it kind of sort of flushed. I'm like, oh, no. Uh-oh. Like, fuck. Fuck. I beeline out of there. Like, okay, wash your hands. Wash your hands. Get out. Yeah.
Oh, you left it?
Well, I did as what I could.
So now there's no working toilet?
No.
What time was this?
It was during the lunch hour.
You're such an asshole. At lunch, you clog up both toilets are clogged at lunch?
Sorry. It just happened. I didn't plan it this way. It just kind of happened.
It's not my fault. I swear to God.
I should have just done an upper decker in the working one, maybe. Oh, and been like,
I can't believe you totally incapacitated the men's room at the Sizzler.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit, this is bad. I'm like, do I tell the staff? Like,
yes, you probably should have said something. You could have slipped them a note. You speak other languages. Just go up and say, ¿Dónde está el toiletos?
I made a beeline to the table. My wife was just getting done with the credit card thing. I'm like, let's go. Time to go. Bye. Time to leave. Bye-bye. Bye-bye then.
And in news tonight, another bandit has incapacitated the Sizzler's two stalls.
I had nothing to do with the original problem, okay?
Boom,
I had nothing to do with that.
They don't know that. If I was walking into that like a crime scene, I'd be like, the same fucker did both of these.
I'm sorry.
He started over here with his slurry, and he moved over here and used all the paper.
Oh my god!
I can see him duck. I can see him duck walking.
I'm sorry, whoever had to clean that up. This I am is like, so you sorry, know,
like Dexter or something. That's what he would be doing. He'd be giving the
duck walk
to the other stall, and then use all the paper.
God, it was horrible. It was horrible.
This is so gross.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't plan it that way. It just happened. I'm like, God.
What? You didn't plan it.
I really had to go bad. I couldn't wait. I'm like, I gotta go bathroom.
This never happens to me.
Because you like never go to the bathroom out in public. You just
That's
hold
true.
It. Like,
I would hold it. I would have been it. Like, let's go. We're not that far. Let's get home. And then I'd take care of it.
Yeah. Hour and a half home and we'll be there. I'm just going to hold it. Just hold it.
Hey, I've probably done longer.
No, I had to go. There was no talking myself down from this one. I'm like, I got to go.
I peeked down into my chest and I saw my "it's full" colon sign, and I just had to let loose.
Oh
God, you're just horrible.
I can't go back there for a while.
Yeah, that seems to be your mantra.
Yeah,
I think you should just get a shirt.
Yeah,
I can't go back there for a while.
Static radio. I can't go back there for a while.
Yeah. I wait till some what happened next was there was some poor family with like a toddler. They're trying to potty train this toddler, and they've taken him into the men's room, and they're like, son, normally we don't say poop in the sink, but this is the exception.
You know, you ever go to the bathroom, it's just completely like disgusting. You're like, what weird freak would do this? But now I'm like, I think I get it, you know?
Yeah, you're the weird freak.
Yeah, I'm that guy now. Yeah. You're
the guy that does this.
Oh my God. The dude.
Yeah, I think they call you the deuce.
Yeah.
They're like, what's his nickname? Oh, that guy? That's the watery deuce. Call him WD 40.
Brownie mix. Oh my God. Jesus.
Oh my God. You're disgusting.
I'm sorry.
I can't.
Yeah.
And your wife lives with you?
I didn't tell her until later, so.
Hmm.